Welcome back to the Sprint Car Show here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Well, back in December, you may recall we had a chance to talk with Steve Kinzer, the legendary World of Outlaws sprint car driver, right after he announced that the 2014 season was going to be his final season for chasing a championship with the Outlaws. He now joins us on the phone as we bring him back in once again to talk about what has been going on so far after he captured his 577th career A-Main win. Steve, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. Welcome back to the show.
Well, it's nice to talk to you guys, too, and always a joy to come in into that tough environment out there and race, too.
Of course, that tough environment being Central Pennsylvania. Steve, let me ask you, what has it been like since you made the announcement that this year was going to be the final year for you chasing point?
It's sort of a bittersweet thing, to be honest with you. I'm not looking forward to not racing a full World of Outlaws season. Don't really know what my plans are going to be. I do know that's for sure. But you know, it's been sort of fun. I've had a lot of people just from Florida on and everywhere. That come up to you, the people that I know rarely, as fans that sort of stay in the background and don't make themselves probably known quite as much as a lot of people. You know, when you do it as long as I do, you get certain people you talk to a lot. So I've had so many people come up to me and thank me, whether they be Steve Kinzer fans or not. Still getting everybody's just having their chance to come up and thank me for the years of racing and then all the great shows. And it means a lot to you when that happens.
Back at PRI, before we did our interview, they were showing a little video clip of you racing through the years. And dare I say, I thought you were getting a little misty-eyed there, looking back at all the racing compilation video. I don't recall Steve Kinzer getting that emotional outside, well, maybe a scuffle with Sammy Swindell, the other end of emotions. But I guess, would you say there is a little bit of sentimental in you now that this is the last season for chasing a championship?
Well, I would have to say so for sure, and I think some of that comes with age too. So, it is. You know, it's a tough situation for me. I've done it so long, and I enjoy doing it so much. And then you come out, and we got off to a pretty good start. And you never know if you opened your mouth sooner than you should, or whatever. But I think probably the basis of how I race and stuff and things this year might have a little bit to do what kind of, if I would put any kind of schedule together next year or what. But I was planning on not running actually after last year. I thought, well, I'm just going to cut back and just run a park schedule. And Tony and Dane and my wife just decided we think we ought to give everybody the opportunity to let them know, all the fans, that might be the last time we come in and run a racetrack and stuff. So that's sort of what went about there.
Interesting, when you look at this year so far, just the three races you guys have run, 11th, 7th, and your win the other evening in a tremendous duel with Darren Pittman. And then you go back to last year, 10th, 21st, and 14th. You come out of Florida last year 84 points behind. You come out this year, you're 6 points and only 6th in points, and you're only 18 behind Paul McMahon. What's the biggest difference between last year and this year?
Well, everybody's worked really hard all winter. We've got behind a little bit on certain things. It's just where we worked on all situations of what's going on. Tony's allowed me to be able to take and run our own motor program, and good or bad, we got to accept what we do there. And so what we're doing is sort of pretty well either self-inflicted or whatever, but everybody worked hard all winter, and I went down to Australia and had some fun racing there, and it's easy to say as good as we ran the last race, we should have run the other two races a lot better, but we didn't. That's just what it come out, but we still feel really good about what has happened there, and looking forward to heading to Vegas, to be honest with you.
We have a large contingency of listeners in Australia, and we continue to cover a lot of their racing during our offseason, including the World Series of Sprint Cars. Steve, can you tell us what was the reception by the fans down in Australia when you arrived, and also what were their thoughts on the King of the Outlaws calling this the final championship run in his illustrious career?
Basically, it's about the same as it was in Florida, you know what I mean? We just had so many people that normally probably that walk through the pits or whatever, or where maybe walking outside or whatever, will stop and say something probably where they wouldn't before, you know what I mean? And thank me for, most of them, just thank you for all the years of racing, you know what I mean? And it's just amazing how many people have stopped and done that. It means a lot, I guess.
You just mentioned heading out to Vegas as you guys head out west and then out to California. As you build this momentum and you have this the big push behind you with the swells of fans wanting to see you go out on top, how do you feel heading out onto a very important stretch in the early part of the season of the World of Outlaws, say this year compared to how things were going for you last year?
Well, to be honest with you, I really enjoy running, you know, like I'd rather go to Vegas and run the half mile, enjoy the bigger tracks. But here in the recent years, I've been having more luck on short tracks. So, we're going to be out there for almost a month. So it can be a hard situation. That's a tough thing. And you don't know what kind of racetracks you're going to run in because you don't know for sure what the weather is. So it's still so iffy that time of year. And a lot of rain, a lot of soft ground. sometimes we can't even get half the races in. But you never know. And you might go out there and it might just be great all the whole trip. So you don't know what you're looking forward to. But there's a lot of good racing out there. And you get some idea. Usually from the season, I always figured by the time we might come back from the West season and then run just a little bit in the Midwest, you probably got some idea what kind of race car you got for the rest of the year. And if it's not working by then, it usually can be fixed by the end. And I'm not saying it can't be, but once you're on the road, you prepare everything for the whole year of racing. It's hard to start changing things.
I think one of the interesting things about your career, when people look back at it after you finally, somewhere in the next year or so, whatever you decide to run your final race, I think one of the things that people will talk about the most is the rare instances where you got on your lid, especially in the early days. Why do you think you had such, I don't know whether the word is luck, or you were in the right places at the right time? You rarely flipped back in the days. What do you think you attributed that to?
Well, I think we just had good of race cars, and for sure, I'm sure I was definitely in a lot better shape to race and things like that, and we just had good race cars, any time you're out in front, you're not going to get clear as much, you're not going to get in quite as much trouble when you got a lot of confidence, it makes you have a lot more patience when everything's going good for you. You know what I mean? You don't try to do things to make up for, mostly when you're trying to make up for things that you can't fix. I mean, you can win a lot of races as a driver underneath the wheel, but you can win more at the race shop and come and prepare to run the races.
I can't tell you how many times, Steve, I've heard a person say that so many championships are won in the race shops. I mean, they're won in the track as well, but that preparation in the workshop. And I guess that preparation in the workshop not only is a testament to what your dad, Bob Kinzer, taught you in working with your brother, but as Brad Doty pointed out last week on our show, being that wrestler that you are from back in your days. And I guess that has to go then hand in hand in anything in terms of preparation is the key to success. So when you look at it, your time spent wrestling and learning to have success as an individual and becoming then one with the race car, how much can you say that being a wrestler has paid off for you when you got into driving a sprint car?
I think it made a lot of difference myself. Wrestling is a sport that is, I mean, it's just one of the toughest sports there is. Everybody works so hard. And, you know, it's not a sport where you get a whole lot of glory out of it. I mean, you get your self glory and your team glory and everything else, but it's not recognized as much as a lot of the sports for the amount of work you do. And I think when you get out there and you wrestle, you learn how your mind works. It preps you how your mind works when you're tired, and it stays on. Your mind stays with you a lot better. Where you in a race car, if you get a little bit tired, that's one of the first things that goes. As soon as you get tired, you stop thinking right, and sooner or later, your mistakes are there.
Well, Steve, let's look at the season to date so far for the World of Outlaws. I just want to get your thoughts. Three races, three different winners. A foreshadowing, do you think, as to how tough this racing season might be overall?
Well, it's going to be tough. There's a lot of good race teams out there right now, and a lot of good race teams that's going to probably follow the whole year. I mean, so it will window off a little bit, but there's some. I mean, you got some fast race cars out there right now, all of them. I mean, but close. And then it's not only just the guys following the World of Outlaws, it's everybody. You know, Florida is always a tough situation. It's hard on motors down in that track. The air is just so good and so cool. It's hard to keep from burning up some motors with timing or fuel, whatever it might be. So, but when everybody was there with their stuff running right, it's just hundreds of seconds where it's at. In my situation, it's a little bit tough. It's a little tough on our qualifying program because with all the rules on the race cars right now and everything else, I can't even get down to within 50 pounds of the weight rule, which it might not sound like a lot, but it does mean a lot when you go out and qualify, and especially when they're putting that amount of points for qualifying. None of it makes a whole lot of sense to me, but that's the way it is, and that's what you got to accept.
Funny, I was just going to ask you what your opinion was, because there are some varying opinions as to the emphasis of points on the qualifying compared to points in heat races and or the feature itself. What do you think should be the most emphasized point part of the
race? I don't think anybody should win a point championship off qualifying. You know what I mean? And basically, if you get 5 points a night qualifying, you can, if you're, and then the same, and then usually the qualifiers that qualify good are the same, it's going to be the same three or four cars all year long, you know what I mean? So, you know, we're me and, I'm not making any excuse, though, we're Donnie and myself and some of those guys are a little disadvantaged when it comes to qualifying, when everybody's low on fuel and right down to the nitty-gritty, and you're 50 pounds heavy, and you got to, everything's within a 500th or no more than a tenth of a second between where you're starting at, and then, the quick qualifiers actually get the break of the stuff. If you can qualify in the top two all the time, and you're pretty well automatically through the heat, you don't have to mess with it. So it's a tough situation, but I don't know where it come about, but I'm not a believer that the guy wins 24 races, and no matter, I'm not taking nothing away from nobody or whatever. I wasn't in any of the hunt either, but it's just another thing is if you get stuck in the second part of the heat, and even if you do qualify good, with like in a situation of mine, I'm usually not in the top two, but I've had years all of it, everything's worked out for me, so you can't ever complain about it. You just got to figure out where you're at and what you're doing, but I can see getting a point or so a night for qualifying, but that would be it.
Just a moment or two ago, you said that there's a lot of speed out there with some of these cars this year. Where do you feel you guys are at in terms of speed, and do you have room to find more speed as the season goes on?
Well, I don't know. That's what we've been working on. You know, we sit there for two races and felt like we was 20 mile an hour slower than everybody else. And all once the last race, it seemed like we was 20 mile an hour quicker than everybody else. So, you know, who knows? I think it's situations where a lot of situations have come on where, you know, we had a lot of motor problems last year, difficulties, no doubt about that. And well, that's something we got to eliminate because we can't be falling out of races, no matter even if we're not running, or even if we're running mediocre, because it just keeps everybody working and messes things up too bad. But I really feel comfortable with. the work that's going on and what we're trying to do here this year. And I think it's going to pay off. I do. I really think we're going to run pretty good. But I could be surprised if you go right back to what it was. But let's hope not.
Now, Steve, be honest with you, I was just thinking in listening to you and as the folks have listened to our conversation over the past few years here on the Sprint Car Show, I definitely detect that there is that bulldog determination in your voice that things are going to go the way you want them to go this year. And from reading the race report from the Outlaws the other night, it sounded like it was a dog-eat-dog type of race and the slide jobs and finally getting Pittman there late in the race. So, no, I think the fans are in for a good treat. And, of course, we'd be remiss if we didn't remind the fans that you have seven races this year here in Central Pennsylvania, including that October 25th race at the Port Royal Speedway, the first time the Outlaws are back in 10 years to Port Royal, and that is the week before the World Finals in Charlotte. So that could be a very pivotal point, not only in the Outlaw Points Championship, but depending on where you're at, but also your final time racing for a points race in Central Pennsylvania. And I got a feeling, Steve, that place is going to be pretty jam-packed that night. I think a lot of places are going to be packed to see you race, in the points here as the season goes on. But am I correct in saying I detect that there is a bulldog tenacity in that voice this year and you're going after it?
Well, there is right now. Let's hope it stays there and let's hope everything's good. I mean, I've just seen how hard everybody's worked this winter, and I know what we've done with our program, and I really feel we've stepped it up a little bit, but only time will tell all that.
I think maybe a theme that you could tag on to you this year, and you would understand it from wrestling, is short time. And that's not a derogatory thing there, folks, but having covered high school wrestling here in Central Pennsylvania, Steve knows what I'm talking about. There's a few seconds left in the bout or in the second quarter, and you have to get points to take the lead on your advantage, So I guess, would you say then that you're almost approaching this season like short time? You're going after it when the time counts, right?
Well, I don't have a whole lot of time left, I'll tell you that.
Well, hopefully we'll see you down the road, Steve, in terms of what you might do after 2014. But congratulations on picking up another win. Again, it's 577th A main, depending on how you really count the A mains. But that's a debate for another time. We are planning on being out at Knoxville this year, so maybe we'll sit down and we'll have that little debate and discussion out there and see what comes about, because that would be a very interesting debate to see where the numbers would actually be. But anyway, Steve, thanks so much for taking time out and joining us here on the Sprint Car Show. We always appreciate it, and we look forward to talking to you again here in the near future.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Steve Kinzer joining us here on the Sprint Car Show.